Now, an interesting paper this week has come out in the journal Cell Metabolism, and this is David Patsouris and his colleagues, and why this caught my attention is that it solves a long-standing mystery of medicine, which is why is it when people put on a bit too much weight, why do they have a risk of diabetes? What's the link between putting on too much weight and becoming fat and then getting diabetes or pre-diabetes conditions? And what this paper explains is that they have homed in on a particular kind of cell, which ironically is called a macrophage, which is Greek for giant eater. And these macrophages are part of your immune system. They go around the body taking up residence in our tissues, and their job is to eat debris, dead cells, and invading microorganisms like bacteria, things like that. And they have found a chemical marker on the surface of some of these cells called CD11C, which singles out a population of these macrophages that they have found are responsible for causing this diabetic state in people who get too fat. So if you take mice and you give them the rodent equivalent of junk food, so they all become overweight, they then show all the cardinal signs of becoming diabetic, and you can see in their fat tissue increased numbers of these CD11C macrophages. What the researchers then did was to use a very clever genetic trick to remove selectively just those cells from the mice, and they immediately got better, and they showed better glucose levels, better insulin levels — that's the hormone that controls the levels of sugar. They also showed reductions of the levels of fat in their liver, which is another sign that a person has got too much weight on board. And also they showed a decrease in the amount of inflammation in their bloodstream. Chemicals called cytokines, which the immune system uses to signal, are higher in people who are overweight and in these mice. But as soon as they removed these cells, the levels went back to normal. The researchers don't know why these cells are doing this or how they're doing it, how they're making someone resistant to their own insulin, but it's a very important first observation. And what this suggests is it might be a new target for making a drug to stop people who are overweight having such a high risk of diabetes. We'll obviously have to wait and see to work out whether or not this does translate into a benefit to humans yet, though. But it's certainly very exciting.
It's absolutely fascinating, because it's the first inkling that diabetes may be a disease linked to immune cells. And then also, particularly in my field, in the field of cancer, there's growing evidence that cancer may be due to sort of the immune cells not responding correctly to these problems. So very interesting.